Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, July 15th. City police say six Owen Sound residents have been charged in relation to recent thefts from vehicles. They say they've laid 42 charges against those suspects, ranging from theft to failing to comply with probation. Police say in each of the theft incidents, the vehicle doors were left unlocked and valuable items, including money, wallets, ID, and debit cards, were left in plain view. They say the debit cards and credit cards that were stolen were then used at several local businesses. Saugeen Shores police say there were minor injuries in a crash on Highway 21 on Sunday. Police, paramedics, and firefighters responded to the scene. The road was closed for a few hours south of Port Elgin between Concession 6, or the CAW Road, and Bruce Road 40. The Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board has honed in on a site for a new high school in Owen Sound. The city's Committee of Adjustment will be holding a public meeting for a severance application tomorrow for 7.5 hectares of land in the city's east end near 16th Street East and 28th Avenue East. The Catholic Board has been working to find a site for a new high school in Owen Sound to replace St. Mary's after securing more than $36 million in funding from the provincial government 2 years ago. A local Indigenous chef is doing a small collaboration with Chapman's Ice Cream. Chef Zach Kieschig, who owns and operates Na Again in Owen Sound, says it's a sweetgrass ice cream for a small upcoming fashion show.
And I remember when my dad lit it and smudging with it and stuff like that when I was younger, it's smelling faintly like vanilla. So as we started doing these tasting menus, we wanted to get rid of using vanilla because it didn't come from Canada.
Kieschig used to operate out of the Owen Sound Farmers Market and is preparing to open his first brick-and-mortar location in the Old Chicago Building on 10th Street East. The Bruce County Museum and Cultural Center is hosting an event that celebrates the monarch butterfly. On Tuesday, between 11 and 1, the museum will be hosting a special reading of Mamengwa, the monarch butterfly, by local Saugeen First Nation author Dorothy Ladd. Guests will also be invited to make their own monarch butterfly craft during the event, and there will be a screening of the 2012 documentary Flight of the Butterflies, which shares the journey that the species has to take during the migration from Canada to Mexico. In the United States, the Republican National Convention is set to go tonight, and presumptive nominee Donald Trump is expected to choose J.D. Vance, a Republican U.S. senator from Ohio, as his running mate. He's also reportedly changed the tone of his speech he's due to make following the attempt on his life at a rally this past weekend. Trump says he's fine after being shot in the upper part of his ear on Saturday. The shooter was killed by security at the event. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 78 points to 22,751. The Dow Jones is up 210 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.1 U.S. cents, down 24 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $81.90, down 31 cents a barrel. In sports, the home run derby is set to go tonight as the MLB All-Star break kicks off. Blue Jays star Vladdy Jr. won't be taking part in this year's home run derby. The All-Star game goes tomorrow. More MLB news. The draft resumes today after the first two rounds last night. The Blue Jays took a pair of collegiate pitchers with their first two picks. The Canadian women's basketball team fell to Spain in the tune-up game for the Summer Olympics in Paris, which are set to get underway on Friday, July 26th. And Tennis Canada announced its lineup for the Davis Cup Finals this September. Felix Auger-Aliassime, Denis Shapovalov, and Milos Raonic confirmed for the event. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a good chance of showers tonight, breezy, a low around 19 degrees, showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow, windy, a high of 27, feeling like 35 with the humidity, the UV index 9 or very high. Right now it's 22, feeling like 29 in Tobermory and Walkerton, and it is 24, feeling like 31 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.